Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Led by a Star. When Herod got wind that the king of the Jews had been born, he desperately wanted to find out where and when so that he could kill him. In Matthew 2:7, we read, Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. After dismissing the religious leaders, whom evidently he didn't trust, Herod had a secret private meeting with the wise men. He wanted to know from them what time the star had appeared to them. We know from how the story unfolds that Herod was thinking this would indicate when the Messiah was born. And based on that, he had plans to kill every child born in Bethlehem from that time point until the present. But again, in his folly, he failed to realize that a God so great as to organize this star phenomenon would surely know what he was plotting. Oh, the small-mindedness of a dark, degenerate heart. Proverbs 21:30, there is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. Only losers take on God. Wise Gamaliel said, quote, If it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you be found to fight against God. Acts 5:39. Matthew 2:8 continues, And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. What a gamer. Herod came off so humble. After finding out the time frame, Herod sent them to Bethlehem and told them that once they had found the child, to let him know so that he too could come and worship him. But in truth, he wanted to come and kill him. He was being a total hypocrite to further his scheming, murderous purposes. Matthew 2:9 reads, When they had heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. How sad that although the religious leaders were very cognizant of the prophecy where Messiah would be born, yet they showed zero interest in following it up. It was only 5 miles down the road, and yet they did not even care enough to accompany the Magi on this 2-hour journey. They came off spiritually cold and indifferent, which they proved to be. Stanley Toussaint wrote, quote, The religious leaders knew the answer to the question of the Magi, but they were too apathetic to prove their own answer. End of quote. What a contrast with these foreign Gentiles who diligently sought out the truth of the Messiah. When the wise men departed from King Herod, once again the star appeared and led them to where the child was. Note it says here, Behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them. This suggests that while they had seen this star in the east, it had not led them all the way. In both verse 2 and verse 9, it is stated that they saw this star in the east. Somehow they perceived from seeing this star that the king of the Jews had been born, and they acted accordingly. Now all of a sudden, here it was again, only this time it was leading them, and did so, quote, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Again, this suggests that this was a supernatural rather than a natural phenomenon. Bible Knowledge Commentary, quote, Bethlehem is about 5 miles south of Jerusalem. Stars, that is planets, naturally travel from east to west across the heavens, not from north to south. Could it be that the star which the Magi saw and which led them to the specific house was the Shekinah glory of God? Perhaps this is what they saw in the east. And for want of a better term, they called it a star. End of quote. Bible Knowledge Commentary. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.